Well, the weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings out this week. It looked like this. In Class 1A boys, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is ranked number 2 in the state. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK, the senior, is ranked 5th this week, just ahead of Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley, who's 6th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley is 10th, and his teammate Josh Boundler is 19th. Noah Nelson of ACGC checks in at 22, with Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley ranked 29th in this week's poll. In Class 1A girls, Kate Crawford of ACGC is ranked number 1 in the state, with Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley 9th, Emma Lucas of Bedford ranked 15th, Emma Swanson of ACGC is 16th this week, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is 18th, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center 21st, Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia ranked 22nd, while Heidi Hall, a senior from AHSTW, is ranked 29th in the small school girls poll. In 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa ranked 24th. Missouri Valley has a couple of runners rated this week, Gage Gravy at 25 and Jordan Hustak at 29. In 2A girls, Carly Larson of Underwood is ranked 3rd this week. Red Oaks' Chloe DeVries is 14th. Alexa McCunn of Red Oak is 17th, while Carly Manrose of Shenandoah Essex ranked 28th in this week's poll. In the Class 3A girls rankings, Reagan Anderson of Denison ranked 8th. Ellie Mendlick of Denison ranked 17th, and Atlantic's Taylor McCready, a freshman, ranked 22nd in this week's 3A girls poll. Those are the local runners ranked this week. On baseball, just a few hundred feet from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Cleveland Indians cut themselves a record. The Indians have set an American League mark with their 21st consecutive victory, 5-3 over the Tigers in Cleveland. The Tribe broke the previous AL record set by the 2002 Athletics. The Indians spotted Detroit an early 1-0 lead before Jay Bruce launched a 3-run homer in the bottom of the first. Roberto Perez added a 7th-inning blast for Cleveland, which has outscored its opponents 139-35 during that streak. Mike Clevinger gave up 1 earned run and 6 hits over 5 2/3 innings, leaving Indian starters 19-0 with a 1.7 earned run average during this run. Clevinger is 4-0 with a .38 ERA since that winning streak began. The Indians haven't lost since August 23rd in becoming the third team in Major League history to win at least 21 straight. The 1916 New York Giants are the Major League record holders at 26 consecutive wins. Although there's a caveat there, there was one tie game during that run, which didn't really count. Also in the AL, the White Sox scored twice in the 9th inning to pull out a 5-3 win at Kansas City. Jose Abreu put Chicago ahead with a sacrifice fly, and Avisail Garcia hit an RBI single. Adam Engel had a 2-run double for the Pale Hose. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 3-2, Baltimore over Toronto 2-1, Oakland down Boston 7-3, Seattle over Texas 8-1, and the Angels 9-1 over Houston. In the National League, Eugenio Suarez hit a grand slam, and rookie Tyler Molly combined with 3 relievers on a 5-hitter in the Reds' 6-0 shutout of the Cardinals last night. Jesse Winkler led off the game with a homer, and Molly held St. Louis to 4 hits over 5 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 8-1, Atlanta down Washington 8-2. Chicago pounded New York 17-5. It was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 8-2. Arizona beat Colorado 8-2. And L.A. over San Francisco 4-1. One interleague game saw Minnesota beat San Diego in 10 innings by a 3-1 final. North Texas coach Seth Littrell says his team has embraced the role of underdog as they prepare for Saturday's game against Iowa. The Mean Green are 1-1 after a 54-32 loss at SMU.
I look at them as an opportunity. You know, go in there and compete and see exactly how you match up. And I promise you, we'll build the confidence throughout the week. And, you know, if we play disciplined football and we'll go out there and compete, feel like we can have a chance to win.
Littrell says it's no secret how the Hawkeyes want to play.
They're sound in their schemes, and they're not going to beat themselves. They're going to play a physical brand of football, line up, and they're very physical on both sides of the ball. And they're going to force you to, you know, have to make competitive plays in order to be in the game.
Littrell says the North Texas secondary will need to play well against Iowa's play-action game.
We got to be more disciplined. We got to, you know, have our eyes in the right spots, make sure our eye discipline is really good. You know, because they're going to pound it, you know, get some play action shots. So you got to be very disciplined in what you do on the back end. And that's something that we really need to work on this week.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. That's a 2:30 kickoff, 12:30 pregame start time. North Texas visiting Kinnick Stadium to face off against the Hawkeyes. In other news from the Big Ten, Purdue faces Missouri on the road Saturday in its first matchup against a Southeastern Conference foe since 2004. Iowa faces prolific North Texas quarterback Mason Fine, and Rutgers will have offensive coordinator Jerry Kill on the sidelines after he was hospitalized on Sunday, while Illinois takes on number 22 South Florida Friday night in some key Big Ten matchups. Illinois has a 2-0 record going into number 22 South Florida Friday night. The Illini started a school record 7 true freshmen last week against Western Kentucky. The young lineup played better than a week earlier. Defensive back Nate Hobbs says the team trusts the veteran leadership of a coaching staff led by Lovie Smith. The Bulls are also 2-0 and will play their first game since September 2nd after a game against UConn was canceled because of Hurricane Irma. Well, the Missouri defense is trying to focus on Purdue after coordinator DeMonte Cross was fired over the weekend. That move caught players by surprise. Head coach Barry Odom has taken over coaching of the inside linebackers, which was part of Cross's role. Purdue visits on Saturday in a clash of two teams that are 1-1 this season. The Boilermakers averaging 36 points per game. The Big Ten will increase its number of conference games in the opening weeks of the season in 2020 and 2021. Week 1 will feature 3 conference games in 2020, and there will be 4 in 2021. There'll also be a change in rivalry week with Iowa meeting Wisconsin and Nebraska playing Minnesota the last week of the regular season each year. Iowa and Nebraska have closed the regular season against each other since the Cornhuskers joined the conference in 2011. Akron coach Terry Bowden says his players are looking forward to the challenge of hosting Iowa State. After being on the short end of a blowout at Penn State, the Zips rolled to a home win over Arkansas Pine Bluff, and this will be only the second time during Bowden's tenure that they've hosted a game against a Power 5 school.
This one is a great challenge. It's a Big 12 team that, face it, Rutgers lost to a MAC school. That's a Big 10 team. Kansas lost to a MAC school. That's a Big 12 team. And so our players know the opportunity. We don't have to go out there and do something no one's ever done before, but Iowa State is a much improved football team.
Bowden says the key will be adjusting to the speed at which the Cyclones play.
They're going to play with a level of speed that we've seen it. We like Penn State, we saw it probably more of, but we're going to see a level of intensity that it's very hard for us to emulate and simulate in practice with the scout team. It's a speed that we have to do it. But we'll be ready for it. We've played Penn State, and they play pretty good, too.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff, Akron and Iowa State this Saturday. Well, the last time the Big 12 Conference won a national title was a dozen seasons ago when Texas beat Southern California in the Rose Bowl. Those teams play for the first time since when the Longhorns play at fourth-ranked USC this weekend. Another Pac-12 team, Arizona State, is headed to the Lone Star State to play Texas Tech. The Sun Devils won a wild 68-55 game at home last season when Callan Ballage tied an NCAA record with 8 touchdowns. Every time Holton Hill touches the ball, the field seems to open up for him all the way to the end zone. 3 touches, 3 touchdowns. Pretty good production for a defensive back. The Texas junior has emerged as a surprising scoring threat for Texas and should give USC quarterback Sam Darnold plenty to think about when the Longhorns and the number 4 Trojans face off Saturday night in their first meeting since that classic 2006 Rose Bowl. 2 years after a promising career at Florida came crashing down, Will Grier is taking advantage of his second chance at West Virginia. The junior who left Florida after being suspended for using a banned over-the-counter supplement has come through with 2 great performances so far. Along with that is a swagger and a look that has people giving him a name, but he's not even the most famous person in his family. Brothers Nash and Hayes Grier are already internet sensations. Number 2 Oklahoma gave the Big 12 Conference a signature victory last week at Ohio State. It should serve the Sooners well when the college football playoff selection starts sorting through contenders. This week, 2 other ranked Big 12 teams hit the road against non-conference opponents that are good enough to pull an upset. Number 9 Oklahoma State is at Pitt. Number 18 Kansas State visits Vanderbilt. Well, the Drake football team announced plans to visit China next May. The Bulldogs played in the first college football game in Africa back in 2011 with a trip to Tanzania. Bulldog coach Rick Fox.
When we first started discussing the possibility of taking our football team overseas again, following up from our trip in 2011 in Africa, we wanted to make sure that it was again a trip of significance, and we certainly have identified such a trip.
Well, the Bulldogs hope to play a game on that trip, but an opponent hasn't yet been secured.
We look forward to sharing the great game of American football and to serving as ambassadors for the sport in China, which only in the past few years has really begun to take hold as a sport there.
Former Iowa governor and Drake alum Terry Branstad is the U.S. ambassador to China, and Drake president Marty Martin called it just a happy coincidence. That trip will run May 22nd through June 4th. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.